Libya exit plans kick into gear. Boats on standby as Thai camps attacked. Plans to evacuate Thai workers from Libya have been stepped up amid reports of violence and food shortages at their labor camps. More than 600 Thai workers have already left the troubled country, and authorities are hastening plans to evacuate another 9,000 Thais thought to be at risk. The evacuation effort could begin as early as tomorrow. Libya has closed its airspace, so authorities are planning to evacuate workers by sea to Malta, and from there to Rome and back to Thailand for those who wish to return. The protests, which erupted against the rule of Muammar Gaddafi on February 15th, may have killed as many as 1,000 people, and maybe more, according to news reports. Those Thais thought to be most at risk are the 9,000 workers in Tripoli and Benghazi. They are among 23,000 Thais working around the country, said Jacinda Gatawaitin, Deputy Director General of the Foreign Ministry's Information Department. Most are in labor camps. He said 600 Thais had already left by road for Tunisia, which borders Libya, to wait out the troubles and they can return to work. As leaving the country by air was out of the question, authorities were pinning their hopes on evacuating the workers by boat to Malta, or perhaps over land to Tripoli. Under the sea evacuation plan, the workers would travel from Libya to Malta and from there to Athens and Rome to board planes from Thai Airways International and the Thai Air Force to return to Thailand. So far, job placement firms and companies which employ Thais in Libya have prepared 4 boats which can carry 1,400 people each to evacuate the workers to Malta. The boats are moored in Tripoli and Benghazi, from which they will take 12 hours and 14 hours, respectively, to sail to Malta, the Labor Ministry said yesterday. The ministry said it would send staff to Malta to help the Thai workers, especially those from the violence-plagued cities of Tripoli and Benghazi. Labor Minister Chalum Sai-si-an said employment department staff were arranging the evacuation with the Consular Affairs Department and 30 job placement companies that send Thai workers to Libya. No Thais are known to have been injured. Supok Bunjarugan, director of the department's Inspection and Job Seekers Protection Division, said workers had contacted his department from Kufra, a southern district of Libya, and reported that over 300 Thais there were safe, but running out of food. In Sukhothai, the wives of Thai workers have learned by fax that Libyan protesters burnt a camp of 156 Thai workers and robbed and assaulted them. In Nakhon Ratchasima, Mrs. Tong Hun Sang Poda of Hoi Talang District said her husband phoned her yesterday to say his workers' camp had run out of food and was receiving no help. Vice Minister for Labor Yup Nana, who oversees Thai workers in the Middle East, said the cost of the evacuation would be borne by the government and not the employment agencies which placed them in their jobs. Of course they're afraid right now, Mr. Nana said of the workers. They don't know what's going to happen to them. They worry about their jobs. They worry about their money. They worry about what's going to happen to them tomorrow, he said.